right.
Was drooling all over me, saying how he could get rid of that. I told him about the attack on High Farm. I said that the president got the information from the U.S. Castle at 3:00 this morning. He ordered an immediate attack.
Where?
On High Farm.
Yeah.
One thing I think we ought to do, Mr. President, as you agreed, I've looked over this map of High Farm. There were ships there yesterday. They cannot reach High Farm Harbor. But they can reach the shore batteries defended the entrance of the island. And I think while we are bombing up there anyway, we ought to tell these shore batteries that it's never been done.
Good.
I talked to him already, says it's feasible. They could make a hell of a lot of...
Can they stay out of the way of them and not get a ship knocked out? Do it.
I think, Mr. President, for this, we won't take any more heat than we already have.
I think we're gonna do more. I think we're ready to land.
That's right. What they'll think is that we're gonna try to get into the harbor. Of course, I'm gonna end up...
Always good. Something good always comes out of some point. Know there's something you can do up there.
I must tell you, Mr. President, the naval thing is being too bad. It's not a bad thing.
It's working, it's working.
Well,
let's get it up there and hit it and hit those. That's a very good idea. Hit those, take those shore batteries out. Sort of like Coast Guard.
Well, the T-52 strike on High Farm is complete. There's no plans left.
Done, all right.
The A-6 strike is complete. There's no plans left.
That's all we're hitting in the north this time. High Farm, are you gonna prep part two or kind of there?
They've got another 190 tactical air coming in. And it's ready tonight. It's the better.
Fine, that's hitting the air truck part.
But...
High Farm, you're hitting oil storage.
That's the...
That's all we did there.
That's the shore battery.
We hit that with these guns.
Well, that isn't done yet. If you agree.
Oh, I see. But I mean, what we're gonna read about in the morning, are they, the only thing is the oil storage. All right, good. Good start. Don't worry about it.
I don't worry about it.
We're on. You have the message to him.
I've dictated it. I should have thought it over. Did I go there?
No, I don't need it. No, I just wonder how you did it.
I let it. Nobody gets the clock. They did it faster than we did it there.
You don't think they did?
Yeah, true. So Ben, my Soviet expert, Sonnenfeld, who is a hardline, believes we have a 70-30 chance of getting the Soviets. And there's also a good chance of saying our captures my trip. But that we might reject.
If they do, then we blockade.
If, Mr. President,
they cancel your trip, we blockade your no choice.
Exactly. They cancel my trip to sign this contract. And then we might as well go call about his rent. See what the next 3 months.
As I've told you, I think you can take less heat from blockade than bombing.
But in order to make the blockade work, we have to bomb our troops because the troops have got to get their supplies done. Frankly, Mr. President, if we might bomb, if the Russians call off the summit, then it doesn't make a damn bit of difference. Then we're going to trust it won't go all out.
Right, we have no reason not to fall on the summit. Immediately then, get busy with the Germans now. That ain't good.
Well,
what can we do with the Germans? We do it what? You know, how do we do it?
Russian and better things.
Right, how would you do it? Call some...
We could call Sprouts over here.
Martin.
Hudson.
All the things. All that indicates that you're leaving that very...
Right.
Although we'd already described, you were still prepared to go. don't need to see, I know exactly, I got the feeling of it, that's all we need.
I said, the president told me, ready for it could be a decisive fall. And I answered it, and he goes to another, and if I have to mark, I said, that is too close to the Soviet side, but if you have any,
we passed to the north, before, through our channel, we passed to the north Vietnamese, that we do, we signed the 27th plenary, that we will do that before they agree to the 24th.
Soviet expert tells me that actually we shouldn't do that either, to have the north Vietnamese come on the 24th, because whatever we agree to in Moscow is the best for them. It doesn't put either a couple of weeks to get it done.
Well, the only thing that I raise on that, if that is the case, that's why I raised the point over here, is to whether it's the advisability of saying, of conditioning the 27th announcement on the specific date of the 24th, the idea being that on the so-called negotiating willingness, the public crap on that, we might go get the benefit of the 27th. So we'll give them another, see if that makes sense.
But except quota's point is that as soon as we agree to that, they're going to threaten us that they'll walk out if we don't stop the bomb. We'll be right back to where we were in 68.
But he doesn't want us to meet at all on the 27th.
Well, no, he's willing to meet on the 27th. There's been a private meeting. Of course, the private meeting will then tell us.
Of course, probably.
If the private meeting is successful, we can go. If it's unsuccessful, we go to one plenary.
Well, that's a hell of a thing to pay, a price to pay. You mean, in other words, that we'll, that they'll say we won't meet with you again unless you stop the bombing?
Exactly.
But Coxer, because we've been meeting with them for 3 years.
But that's what's going to happen.
That's right. Well, that's just right under that. We've got to start. That's what Rogers ought to say. For 3 years,
Lloyd, that
we gave up bombing for what? 3 years of fruitless meetings. I want to give it up again. We just fight that out in the propaganda field. And no, sir. They're not going to sell that one again to us. They've sold it once.
Now, this is the instruction for Rogers.
Oh, good. Well, I want to work on that.
Except if you have to get it out tomorrow.
Yeah. And if we ought to send it a quarter to.
It instructs Rogers to do it.
Yeah. Really, don't back down. All right, to me, privately, don't back down a bit for quarters, March 23rd. Then, you know, we've got to be, because I stuck up for it. And, you know, once one of our guys steps out and says something, we've got to stick right with him, or otherwise he won't do anything again. Now, if we stick up for Rogers when he says something soft, let's pick up the quarter when he says something hard. That's my point.
And Mark is pretty good to that. So, they have launched a parallel day. All night. It's been a whole good day.
For negotiations, to these, and they are to be amazing, it's a 3.5 year period. I refuse to negotiate seriously, could be the first point there. We're not gonna make the same mistake again. We are ready to resume negotiations whenever they are ready to resume negotiations seriously, whenever they are ready to talk seriously or something like that. We're gonna use negotiations. Lodge or cover up or screen for negotiating at the conference table or screen for escalating acts in the battlefield. What we are doing here is giving Rogers awful bitter medicine because he's not want to say this. Talk this kind of tough language to him, but by putting it this toughly, he thereby will,
seems like a mistake.
Well, we put it this toughly, at least Rogers said half this tough. That's my point, and that's good. Can't take any other position in this line. This point could have gotten those bastards here. But his position, well, I'm not asking his position because I'm not interested. Where we crossed that bridge, he knows damn well that we can't back up there. Did you ever get back to Larry to tell him?
Yes.
You sure? Did he understand the point that it's right after the other cutting?
I'm not having breakfast with him tomorrow morning.
Thanking him?
Yeah.
But you told him that now, that here, Bill will undercut you.
I said,
good. But you told him that I didn't want Bill to undercut him. So, did you tell him that?
Sir? Oh, yes.
No reason to further go through the charade of indicating that the negotiation means anything in its present context. In other words, that the whole case that Mustie and Kennedy are following, that, well, we ought to go back to the negotiation table, falls flat in its face. Why? What the Christ is there to negotiate? Can you see my point?
That's
it's what we've been doing for 3 years. Sir, if you go back to the table, we're overlooking the record. We are trying to get, we are wanting to negotiate, but I think it's pretty clear that we aren't touching negotiations. The other thing I suggest is just small Well, the die is cast on that strike in the north. And incidentally, I'm glad we did it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Particularly in view of
a bit of fusel, I think. Yeah. We might have overplayed it just a bit if Hanoi had accepted it back before.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
They didn't. Wish they had, but they didn't. You never know. Maybe we don't wish they had. Maybe they would have just gone to the 24th. But we'll give them this shot. We'll give them this shot. And
I also told them that there will be no other attack in that area until after the Moscow meeting.
Oh, the Moscow meeting with you?
With me.
Yeah. And in other words, that this was it for today. Oh, wait a minute. What about the naval ships?
Well, I mean, that whole conflict, all of this will be done in the next 12 hours.
Oh, can the Navy get up there and shell in the 12 hours? Well, you better order right away, or did you?
I
tentatively did. They're on the way.
I talked to Moore and I told him to make another thing, but yeah. He might have it.
All right, good. And then knock it off. I agree. The Russians aren't going to cancel your trip.
70-30 against it.
Huh? Going to test us that much?
I know.
Now, if they cancel the trip, we immediately move on to Berlin on the German problem.
Oh, if they cancel the trip.
Your trip.
Another flight possible over again.
Yeah. And, I'd have Strauss, too.
Yeah.
Don't you think? And you mean, will that be a signal?
Uh-oh.
And then also, I mean, let's get our lines ready. And then, Henry, I think we've got to be ready to blockade this next week.
Now,
if they cancel
my trip, we've got to move towards a blockade finding.
afraid, you better do it quicker, I'll tell you why.
You can do it quicker.
I'll tell you why. Because you'll have greater public support. Every day that goes on, the public support for a blockade slightly erodes for anything.
Mr. President, if they cancel my trip?
I do it, I order as soon as the Navy be ready.
You can do it then anytime.
Well, we want you to think I got a point?